Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Indeed. And we actually do have some vinyl on offer today. Brought in by Dog Power. Welcome, team. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks for actually bringing up vinyl. It's a strong move.
Power move.
You were saying you're actually in the process of getting some vinyl back to your sort of new home.
Yeah, we're relocating, slowly relocating them all back home.
How healthy is the collection that you're trying to move?
Fucking healthy.
Because you guys, I mean, your Bandcamp says you're from Christchurch. That's probably originally, but you've relocated, is that correct?
Yeah, we moved to Serbia almost 2 years ago.
Just international now.
Yo, just trying to keep moving, pretty much.
Officially, yeah.
But why Serbia? That seems like quite a trip.
No comment on that.
Sweet.
That's a great place.
It is?
Yeah, it's
awesome. I know nothing about it.
The price of everything's lower than here, so...
That seems to be pretty common, to be honest. Like, New Zealand is an expensive place to live, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird, seeing as we grow heaps of animals and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird.
The old growing animals.
Now, I was quite impressed. You've got a King Loser vinyl that you've brought up, and I'm a massive fan of King Loser. Actually had the pleasure of interviewing them one time, which is great.
Cool.
What can you tell me about this song or this record?
Well, it's called Four from the Dark Side, and it sort of speaks for itself, I think.
Man.
It's the last song on Claw of the Outlaw.
Do it.
That's badass.
We'll be right back. Hopefully everyone's sufficiently hypnotized by the King Loser. Pretty seminal band. I know a lot of people in bands that cite King Loser as a fucking rad band, and rightly so.
Oh yeah, they fucking rock.
I didn't actually catch whether or not we gave you guys like an agenda of what to play. Are you just sort of just playing what you're vibing on, or what you are inspired by, or just what records you are taking heart?
Bit of all of the above.
Yeah. Why would you ever buy a record that you don't like?
This is true.
Anyway,
this is true. Well, sometimes, because this is what's cooking, sometimes it's like dinner at Dog's Palace House, and so that would be like cutting the veg or some shit like that. But obviously,
that's
there's
like
no
a
agenda.
Mushroom trip at Dog's Palace.
There's no agenda here. Usually, if we get a band and it's like, don't give them an agenda, there'll be enough sweet choices. So we don't have to worry. Yeah. We don't have to push any angle or anything. So, are you, what is, if for the uninitiated, we will play a Dog Power tune, obviously, at the end of the segment, but how would you explain Dog Power?
Electric rock from planet Earth.
Yeah.
Kapai. That
sounds great. Toi to.
So soon. Playing a Whammy Bar tomorrow night. Do you guys have opening acts or what's the search?
Ron Gallipoli and Ave Teth.
Oh, man.
Good friends of ours.
Yo.
Yep.
Sweet. We've actually had Ave Teth up here. They were
cool.
Playing a piece of corrugated iron.
Yeah, that would have been
it was
cool.
It.
Yeah.
And Ron Gallipoli is pretty grunty as well, actually.
Yeah. I think he's playing with somebody is accompanying him.
Okay, usually he's solo, eh?
Yeah.
We really so like his new song, eh?
The King of the Waltz is fucking good. I mean, that is a great song.
Okay. Great vocals, eh?
Sweet. Mm. Nice. Should we kick into the next selection you guys got for us? It's flying non-release, as in was your last record, but not this next record.
Definitely
not.
We're
off
doing it
flying
solo.
None. For good.
For great.
Enough.
What have you chosen and why have you chosen it?
It's the Skeptics.
It's by the Skeptics.
They're probably one of the greatest bands in the universe.
Damn.
I think.
High praise.
Let's get it. I hit play and then it should just start playing, hopefully.
That's how it works, doesn't it?
Fingers crossed.
There we go.
It's got a bit of a intro.
Thank you. as the Skeptics with Blue, as chosen by Dog Power. We are in the middle of What's Cooking. Got the whole band here, which is absolutely fantastic. Do you guys just want to introduce yourselves and what you play? Maybe that might be a polite thing to do.
Sure. Henry and I play the guitar and sometimes the keyboards and sing sometimes too.
I'm Harriet and I play the keyboard a little bit and tambourine and singing a bit and learning the guitar.
Right.
I'm Sam. I'm a singer and maracas. Singer and maracas.
Would you play a little bit of keyboard though if someone asked you to?
Yeah, I play a little bit of keyboard.
On that new song you do actually.
No one's committing to the keyboard.
Bit of guitar too.
And pass it around.
I'm Ty and I play bass.
Very nice.
And there's also George Aiken, who's the George of the Congas. He's the conga drum master.
No.
He's not with us.
What are you guys travelling with at the moment? Do you bring a lot of gear over, or have you got some stuff sort of around that you're borrowing, or how does that work? Because you've come a long way.
We're kind of relocating
all our
stuff back to Serbia. Mm. So today, for example, we had to pay a $80 overweight fee, because we're bringing DX7 back to Serbia.
Yeah.
Yay.
And our guitar, one of our guitars as well. But we've got some stuff here and pretty much everything there now. Mm. And we have like a synth that we will just tour with. Mm. But most other stuff we'll bring back and forth.
And what, because you've obviously got a new record about to come out. Do you have a date on that?
Not yet.
But you're playing those songs live, pretty much?
Yeah, we're playing those songs live.
Right.
And we're going to have a single out soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. We were having a chat about Ron Gallipoli before and sort of off here. I've seen him a few times. He's definitely an epic performer for a solo dude.
Yes.
And you're saying his new track is rad as Waltz for Andre, brackets. The track is Heart Eater.
That's it, yeah.
We have
totally wrong.
Why not?
That's damn good.
You've seen your grandmother's videos, so Andre, the winter came, flying through castles of polystyrene. distracted eyes and the triumph of a will. He feels in his thighs, he's the king of wolves. He's the king of wolves, the darling of tiny adults.
Ron Gallipoli, ladies
with
and gentlemen.
The Heart Eater.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you say trippy one just now?
Yeah.
I do believe Dog Power are keen to slip in to play a few of their brand new tracks, sort of unreleased. BFM's a great place for this, to vet these songs out.
Yeah, especially in Auckland, the home of Flying Nun.
We're not far away.
We know where you are, Matthew.
Have you not popped in for a photo and you hold your record and whatnot?
Yeah. I don't know what we're gonna. What are we gonna play off? Black Mamba's the name of the album.
Ah, solid.
Snake.
It is.
Named after the snake.
Sure.
And
maybe we should just play Edward Girls and then choose another one to play after that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I'm like an open book at the moment, so.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Edward Girls, Dog Power.
We'll be right back.
That is brand new and as yet unheard, I think, on New Zealand radio at least. You guys, yep. You guys done any interviews in your new neck of the woods? Are there radio stations in Serbia?
Oh, yeah. We did one with our other band that we were in, but they were all speaking in Serbian, so we didn't really say very much.
Just nodding and like, yeah, it's meant.
Yeah. There was a small English segment.
And you're saying you're getting the record press there as well?
Yep.
That must be quite handy. Is there a few options for record? Like, Europe is kind of where it's at for a lot of pressing plants as well these days.
I hear that the Czech Republic's good, but the place we're going to is an hour's drive away from our house.
Sweet.
So
the freight, no freight.
No freight.
I'm going to smuggle them back into New Zealand.
How many do you reckon you're going to press?
1,000.
Yeah.
Solid. Sweet.
Yep.
Very solid. It's sounding fucking mint. That was Idvor Girls. Should we kick right into another one? I'm a bit greedy, but I just like I can imagine it's
sure
playing the whole record.
We were thinking of playing the last song on the record. It's called Roll the Fucking Credits.
Yo. Okay. Oh no, you've got it. Well, in front of me, I've actually got a radio edit for the last song as well.
All right.
We
thought
saying it's on the radio. We
all right. The sick. I mean, all right.
Far out, sounding fantastic, team. Well done.
Cheers, man.
You guys quite proud of this? Must be excited for
this. We're super proud.
Yeah.
Been waiting to release this for a long time, so can't wait to get out to the people.
Are you playing it on tomorrow night Whammy, like start to fin? Is that sort of how you approach it, or are you just kind
of... Playing all kinds of shit, eh?
Okay.
Lots of stuff off our third record as well.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And some potential fourth, like, album. We don't even know, to be honest, eh?
Yeah, Sugar Factory Record and yeah. Flying Nun.
There's a lot of records to release at this point, so...
We got held back, you see.
Fair
big
enough.
Time, held back by the...
Systems.
By the man.
Yeah, I feel it. I know what you mean.
By swamped.
Well, it's a bargain tomorrow. $10 on the door. That's fucking mint.
So. Yeah.
Go ahead. Dog Power International, it sure is.
Dog Power International with Arvo Teth and Ron Gallipoli at the Whammy Bar tomorrow.
Yeah, he's done it before.
Dog
he knows what he's done.
Dog Power International at the Whammy Bar tomorrow.
Hey, kia ora for coming
$10,
up, guys.
$10.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's been an absolute treat.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Thanks. Hopefully we see you all tomorrow.
Right off. Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.